Well, welcome everybody to the second week of our abundance program that we're doing. And our abundance program this year is based on the book In the Flow of Life by Eric Butterworth. And so last week we talked about chapter one and the very foundation of living an abundant life or experiencing abundance in your life, which is to know that you live in a principle and in a field of opulent good. That field of opulent good that we live in, that energetic field and that principle that we live in is a field of infinite potentiality. It is a field and a principle of boundless good. That is the very essence of this universe in which we live, that boundless good, that infinite potential. It is the very essence of this universe. It is the very essence of life, your life, and it is the very essence of life itself, that infinite potential and that boundless good. And so that means then that that principle and that that presence is at the center of every single moment. It is at the center of your mind. It is at the center of your heart. It is at the center of your life all of the time. And the nature of that infinite potential, that presence and that power, is to express. That's what it does. And so that means then if you want to experience greater abundance if you're in your life, if you want to experience a greater abundance of friends or of love or of ideas or of money or of opportunities, if you want to experience an abundance of any of those things, we begin by recognizing that that flow of good is right where we are. That it is the nature of life, that it is the nature of our lives, and that we cannot ever be separate or apart from that. And so in the book, In the Flow of Life, Eric Butterworth speaks to this, and he says, "You are not created outside the universe. You are an integral part of it, a dynamic center of it. The allness of universal substance is forever moving into and through the eachness that you are. This creative flow has produced you, and you belong to and in it. It is not just that you inherit it. You are its expression. You are the expression of that infinite one." And so that means then you live in that principle. You are an expression of it like a fish lives in water. And like the water lives in the fish. There is no separateness or no otherness from it. Your life is a part of it and you are a part of it. And so the title of my talk today is Open a Window. And what I'm talking about today is we're looking at chapter 3 and 4 if you're reading along in The Flow of Life. And what I'm talking about is that we increase our experience of good as we share ourselves with the world, as we share our gifts and our talents and the qualities that we possess inside of ourselves already, when we share our love and our kindness, when we share our creativity with the world, we open up that flow. Because as you give of yourself, as you share yourself in this world, you open up a channel for God to express through, just like that reading just said. You open up a channel for God to express through, and as you open that channel, what happens is you open a channel to accept and to receive more as you give more. We create an opening in our giving, we create a draw in our giving. It's kind of like when you exhale and automatically it creates a draw of inhale. It's two aspects of the same thing because it's a law of circulation. Kind of like a faucet. You know, a faucet cannot experience the flow of the water until it gives. That faucet has to be open and gives, and as it gives, in comes rushing the water from behind it. But as long as that faucet is closed, nothing new can get in. And so if you want to experience greater abundance in your life, if you want to experience a greater abundance of love or of time or of anything in your life, if you want to experience greater abundance, share. Share your gifts and talents. Share your love. Share your time. Share your energy. Share your money. Share what you possess inside and what you have in your life in a way that contributes to the good. So it's different than like buying. It's sharing so that you are contributing to life and contributing to the good. And I know the problem is that when we are experiencing lack in our lives, when we are experiencing a lack of, whether it's a lack of health or a lack of friends or a lack of money, what happens is we get so focused on what we don't have. We get so focused on what we don't have, and then we get scared, and then we worry, and then we fret. And we say things like, oh my gosh, what if this never changes? What if I never get any better? What if I never heal from this thing that's going on inside of my body? What if I can never go back to work? What if I never find another mate and I'm single for the rest of my life? What if I get fired, or if I don't get that job, or if that check doesn't come in the mail? But we fret about what we don't have, and we give that our energy and our attention. And what happens then is we just create more of the same, because we draw more of the same of whatever we are like in consciousness. But we put our energy into worst case scenarios, and that's where we put our energy. But fear and worry and anxiety block the flow of good from coming into our lives. It can't get in because we are too unlike that good when we are worrying and fretting. And that lack of faith, when we find ourselves in moments of scarcity or lack or tightness, that lack of faith comes out of a lack of understanding. It comes out of a lack of understanding. Number one, what we talked about last week is that we already live in this kingdom. And two, it comes out of a lack of understanding that we make way for greater good in our lives by relaxing, by being open, open-hearted and open-minded and open-handed. That's how the new gets into our lives. And so Eric Butterworth says also, knowing that you are in the flow of this stream, the stream of good, knowing that you are in the flow of this stream is the basis of faith and the key to the only kind of security you can ever know. And this stream that flows from within you has no other intent except to flow through you and as you. The nature of life has no other intent except to flow in you and through you and as you. That's what its nature is. And so we are called then to have faith. We are called to have faith in the good. We are called to have faith in God, which means good. It's the same thing. We are called to be present and to accept that that presence is right where we are all of the time. To know that that presence seeks to express through each and every single one of us. And as you know that, then you get filled up. And then your life gets filled with the abundance of all sorts of good that come out of the absolute unformed substance of the universe. And so there is a principle and a presence that is always at the center of your life. And so Ernest Holmes says, spirit is always flowing into us and ever expressing itself through us. The self-expression of God is also the self-expression of people, for the two are one. We are that flow. We are that conduit through which the good of the universe flows. And because of that, each and every single one of us has this built-in need to express ourselves. We have a need to express our creativity and to express our love and to express our gifts and our talents and to express who we are in this world. Like a rose bush has a need to blossom, we have a need to express who we are in the world. And so that means then we have a need to share our love. We have a need to share our love with our friends and with our families and with people we don't even know. That's why we do volunteering. That's sharing our love with people we don't even know. That's where the longing comes from, to help someone by holding a door for them or helping somebody across the street or someone that's fallen to help them get up. We have this need to express our love and our care. We have a need to express our talents. Whether you have a talent for organizing things or for problem solving or for listening or for painting pictures, whatever that gift and that talent you have, we have needs to express those qualities of ourselves. And we have a need to express our creativity in this life and in this world. Whether your creativity gets expressed through numbers or through flower arranging or through fixing cars or through creating lesson plans for school, it's that need to express what's inside of us in this world. So we have a need to express, and we have a need to live with purpose and to live on purpose, because that's how we express those things. That built-in need that we have within us is the longing of the universe to express itself. That's where that comes from. And so in the book, The Art of Being, he has a little thing that he says that I like that makes me think of this. He says, "Can you remember the first birthday gift you were given? It was probably neatly wrapped in a box with brightly colored paper and bound with bows, and it seemed like an eternity to remove that paper before you could get to the goodies. Can you remember the delight you felt when you discovered the gift inside? Now, can you imagine that you yourself are the gift? I believe that each of us came to this human experience because we are on a divine assignment to bring our gifts to this earth family. The gift we each bring is unique and unlike any other. It is a one of a kind which can never in a million millennia be recreated. The challenge, however, can sometimes lie in figuring out how to get the gift open. God was very creative in its endeavor because it wrapped this gift in an amazing package, your consciousness. It's true. The gift you have brought to share with your family of this earth lies in who you are." In who you are. Who you are is the gift you bring. Can you feel the delight of this delicious truth? You are a gift to humankind and the planet, tightly wrapped and waiting to be opened. We open that gift when we share ourselves, our gifts and our talents and our love and our kindness and our creativity and our abundance, whatever the abundance is that is inside of you and that fills your life. We are a part of the universe. And in our giving, we complete the equation. As we share our gifts, we open the flow. We open the flow so that we may receive even more, like opening that faucet. And in turn, we open that way to increase the experience of good that flows into us and into our lives. And so there's a story that goes like this. When Mosiah Mo Bridges was a young boy, he'd wear three-piece suits on the playground. He loved dressing up, but hated the boring bow ties sold in stores, so he created a company to solve the problem when he was 9. Bridges' business, Mo's Bows, makes neckties, bow ties, and accessories like pocket squares, ranging from $15 to $50. Since its inception in 2011, the Memphis-based company has sold more than $600,000 worth of products through its website and partnerships with retail stores, says Briggs, who is now 16. Bridges. When Bridges got the idea for Mo's Bows, his grandmother, a former seamstress, taught him to sew. Bridges, his mother, and his grandmother stitched the ties in the company's early days and ran the business from their home. The young CEO marketed his creation to local stores and got the attention of the national press outlets like the Steve Harvey Morning Show and Oprah Magazine before landing on Shark Tank in 2014. There, he got one of the best deals in the show's history. Bridges asked the Sharks for $50,000 in exchange for 20% equity in his company. But Damon John advised the young entrepreneur not to take any money offered, that he would mentor him for free instead. The relationship opened several doors for Bridges, including getting his ties sold to Cole Haan, Neiman Marcus, and scoring a licensing deal to use NBA logos in his designs. He wants to attend Parsons School of Fashion in New York City and become a designer by the time he's 20. He hopes to specialize in high fashion and urban wear. "I know what I want to do in this life," he says. That is sharing your innate talents and your gifts and what you have a passion for and what makes your heart tick. That's what we're called to do in this life. And so Eric Butterworth says, in Malachi 3:10, in the King James Version, puts it clearly this way: "Prove me now herewith. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be enough room to receive it." In the traditional view, heaven, up there, this would seem to say that God will fill your life with divine goodies. Obviously, there is a deeper and more meaning and relevant meaning to this. Heaven is within you. The very focus of the flow of the infinite is upon you. The inner meaning of Malachi, "prove me," means get in tune with the flow. I will open you the windows of heaven. The insertion of a comma gives it a new implication. You are the windows of heaven. You are the open channel for the flow. I will pour you out a blessing. You become a blessing of life and creativity and success. "There shall not be enough room to receive it," indicates that you are suddenly blessed with more opportunities than you can possibly handle. Life is rich and full because you are consciously centered in the flow of life. I will pour you out a blessing. You are the conduit for the opulence of this universe to flow through out into the world. And so one of my very favorite ideas from these chapters is the quote, "Work not to make a living, but work to make a life." That's what we're doing. Work not to make a living, work to make a life. That's the purpose of our work. It's an avenue for our own creative expression and to bring that into the world, our own expertise, our own talents, the things that we are naturally good at. It's an avenue for that. But what happens often is we make our jobs only a place to get, only a place to get money, to earn money. But that attitude that we are only there to get decreases the flow of good to us in our lives. It's like stepping on the garden hose. It makes that, diminishes that flow so not as much can flow into it. You are a spiritual being. And your business is the express business. We are here to express. You're here to express your unique self. You're here to express your natural skills and your abilities. You're here to express who you are and to express your spirit. And so regardless of the job that you hold or don't hold, there are always ways for you to express and to share your gifts and talents, to express who you are and your own unique abilities. And whether you have a paid job or a not paid job like volunteering, there is always an avenue for you to share your love, to share yourself with this world and with others. When you do that, you place yourself right in that flow of life. And so if you are experiencing lack in your life, if things feel tight in your life, if you're experiencing not enough, or if you feel stuck, ask yourself, where am I being called to share myself? Where am I being called to give? Where am I being called to share myself with the world? And what can I give? What do I have to give? And so on your insert, there's a place for notes. I'm going to have you do a tiny bit of writing. And if you need a pen, you can raise your hand. And so I invite you just to close your eyes for a moment. And to ask yourself, your own divine beingness, how am I being called to share myself in a greater way in this world? How am I being called to share myself in a greater way in this world? And to ask yourself, where am I being called to share myself in a greater way? Where am I being called to share myself? And to go ahead and write your answers down. And if you can wrap up that last thought. And so if you are feeling stuck somewhere in your life, if you are experiencing less than what you'd like to experience, if you're not experiencing the good that you desire, give. give something. If you want more friends, be a friend to everyone you meet. If you want more love, love the people that are in your circle and the people that are around you. If you want to experience more creativity in your life, give yourself to a creative endeavor. If you want to experience more health in your life, do something that makes you really feel alive. If you want to experience more money in your life, give something of value. If you want to experience more oxygen, exhale. That's how it works. That giving opens the flow. So my invitation is to share your gifts and your talents and your skills and your natural abilities and all those gifts that you have inside of you in a way that benefits other people. Get in the flow and give some money. If you want to experience money, give some money somewhere with no strings attached. That means not shopping. Give something. It's giving with no strings attached. Give to a nonprofit. Give to a shelter. Give to a halfway house. Give to your church. Give somewhere with no strings attached to let go and open the way. Giving primes the pump because it's a law of circulation. And so as you increase the flow from you, you increase the flow to you. And so open you the windows of heaven and pour yourself out as a blessing to this world. And as a result, you will be experiencing greater abundance and a greater flow of good in your life. You will feel more satisfied and more alive and filled up. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of self-discovery and on this path of giving way to that divine presence. Blessings to all of you. And so I'd like to give you another moment if there's anything else you'd like to write down, any other notes or intentions or insights. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention from this world of form and instead turn my attention to the realm of the absolute, that one infinite presence and power in whom we each live and move and have our beingness, that one infinite presence and power and creative impulse that fills all of time and all of space, recognizing that it is absolute intelligence, that it is the life force energy itself, that it is that which expresses itself in and through and as everything in this universe, and that that absolute infinite source, that wellspring, that boundless flow is at the very center of each and every single one of us. For we are its life, here in expression as our own individual lives. That one carries us and buoys us and guides us and directs us and has no other desire than to express fully. And so today we open our hearts and our minds and our hands and our spirits, and in comes rushing a greater flow than we have ever experienced before, a flow of abundance, a flow of good of every kind, that we are filled to overflowing simply because we have said yes simply because we have recognized that the kingdom is already right here and that we live in it and that it lives in us. This kingdom of God, kingdom of the divine, kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. And so I know that each and every single one of us is poured out a blessing that fills us up, and that we pour ourselves out as a blessing into this world. We step into that law of circulation, and how beautiful it is. How beautiful it is to have this opportunity to be living this life, to be here on planet Earth, living in this opulence of the divine. And so I claim and know that for every one of us, that every need is met, that the divine presence already is filling that space with the fulfillment. And so we just rest in this faith and rest in trust, in openness and in acceptance and in gratitude. And I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I release this and I let it be, knowing that it is absolutely unfolding right now, simply because we have said yes. And I release this, and I say, and so it is.